Animal story today from Colorado. At least three wildfires have been started by electrocuted birds that land on power lines and then fall to the ground after their death. Their carcasses are sparking wildfires on the ground. That's how dry it is.
I thought birds could land on wires. They all do.
I know.
Is it when they touch the wrong two parts?
It must be. I never heard of that. According to a 2022 study, 44 wildfires have been caused across the country in the last 8 years because of birds landing on wires, becoming electrocuted, and their carcasses are still sparking when they hit the ground. That is unbelievable, isn't it?
I mean, because occasionally a squirrel will blow up a transformer.
Yep, you hear that. I've heard of snakes getting in transformers and messing them and knocking out power.
But birds are on wires all the time. Maybe it's like a 90% survival rate.
Or more. Maybe it's like, you 99. Know, maybe it's 1 out of 1,000 land on a wire and get somehow electrocuted.
Are they too close to where the coupling is? I don't know. None of us knows anything about electricity.
That'd be my guess. But for whatever reason, out west, California, Colorado, of course, the dry ground, and they're still sparking when they land on the ground and then wildfires are started. I mean, what can you do? What in the world?
You're doomed. You can't bury all the power lines out there.
No, there's nothing, and you can't get birds not to land on power lines. Is there anything, if you're in a particularly dry area, could you put up, you know how you put, like, those decoy snakes or...
A fake owl?
Fake owl on the near the power lines, maybe. Jacob, you're talking about birds on power lines. Go ahead.
Yeah, I see it pretty regular. A lot of times the birds will get on the power line. They can sit on the power line. That's no problem. But when they get over to a transformer where the wire connects to the transformer... Mm-hmm. If they sit just right, they'll short it out, and it will kill them.
No,
how
kidding.
About that?
Well, that was Chris Tim's prediction.
Complete the circuit.
Do you work in that field?
I do. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, how often would you say you see something like that?
Oh, it happens very regular.
Man. Well, there it is. And so, 44 wildfires started, and there's nothing really that can be done, is there?
Well, they make certain things you can try to do, but it's impossible to stop it.
That's what I figured. Thanks, Jacob.
Out there, man.
Now, that's good information. Appreciate
Blaming
it.
Birds.
Thank you. Manfred 5000 knows something about this as well. Manfred 5000, go ahead.
It's all contributed sometimes to wingspan, because when they come in for a landing, it kind of, like Chris Dem, or sorry, I don't know, I've been gone for so long, like Dem said, you touch the two wrong wires with their wingspan, zap. Get done.
And that's it.
And so the larger the bird, the more likely.
Yeah. And then they're falling and they're still
smoldering.
Yeah. And flammable, and the ground catches on fire. Crazy. Right. Never even considered it.
So I bet, like, your vultures?
Sure.
Condor.
But I mean, you know, if you're a larger bird, you may not even, I don't know how self aware birds are, but if you're a large bird, you may think to yourself, I can't land on that. That wire's too thin.
Yeah,
it's like Beaky with the office chairs.
It's very possible. Yeah,
birds have special chairs.
I can't do that. I'm not sitting in this.
I don't think birds are smart enough to know that.
Do they have the awareness is the question. Yeah. I don't know that I don't either. I know that if my wife hears this, she is upset for the birds.
Will she climb the power poles near your house?
It's possible. Remember, when
and wait to shoo away the birds?
When Sully saved that plane after the bird strike, my wife's take was, nobody grieves for these birds.
Will no one speak for the dead birds? Suck through the engine?
There's like 80 of them. And she said, no one speaks for the bird. Dan, you're talking about birds on wires. Go ahead.
Yeah, my dad worked with a power company, and he used to tell us that a lot of times the weight of the birds would push the wire down close enough or right on top of another wire, and that caused it to cross and electrocute them.
Okay. Well,
that
makes perfect sense. Do you think, I don't know if you have any expertise on this, Dan, a bird has enough awareness to know, I'm too heavy for that wire?
I doubt it. They're bird brains.
Well, they call them that for a reason, don't they?
but like, if you go to the beach, pelicans land on pier pilings. They don't land on the smaller things because they're heavier
birds.
They're
heavy birds. Maybe they do.
I don't know.
I find the pelican, that's my favorite bird.
Because it eats an entire meal without chewing.
I love it. I love it.
It just scoops.
And you know my...
Scoops and swallows.
And when what I found out, I've given this factoid before, when it scoops and swallows, the bottom of its gullet there, its beak, is perforated. So the water drains through while the fish stays in. Is that what an example of God's creatures? You know what I mean? To perforate
your lower jowl.
So you're not spitting out salt
water.
See, thank God was up there.
Fish. Yeah, thank God was up there.
Thank God was up there designing. The pelican was like, give it some slits.
Yes.
Right there in the beak. Watch this. No one will believe it. It's like a drain. I know. You're welcome.
And that is a... What ingenuity. Yeah. That is perfect ingenuity. One more animal story. A woman from England was shocked. We've had a similar story on our air. And you'll know it when you hear it. A woman from England was stunned. Her cat, Ted, had passed away. She was on vacation in Turkey. And she had an outdoor cat named Ted. And when she came home, she found him in the backyard and did not know how he had died, but something had gotten him. And she was so upset by it, of course. But she went to her vet. She had the cat cremated. She got the little paw, you know, and everything. It took like three days or so after she got back. She got it done. And after all of that, after she went through it, she was sitting in her living room. And this happened.
So it's been a rollercoaster of emotions on holiday, and we're told that our cat has passed away. And 4 days later, we find out that he's actually alive and walked through the cat flap.
He walked through the cat flap after they had cremated.
So Ted's alive.
They cremated the wrong cat. This cat in their backyard, and their neighbor had said, we think Ted's dead. When she came home, she found him. They had him cremated. It turned out it wasn't her cat. It was a cat that looked almost exactly like Ted. So they don't know where that cat came from. You know, that was
but he was dead.
Yeah. there was a dead cat.
So Ted is not reanimated.
But Ted, no. You also,
or is he?
You also,
we've seen Pet Cemetery.
Sometimes dead is better.
Don't get me started on that. My God. Whew, that book scared that's Kathy Bates. That's where I first saw Kathy Bates.
She's in that.
No, I'm sorry. She's in Misery. Yeah. I'm sorry. She's in
totally
Misery.
Different.
Oh, yeah.
That's the first time I saw Kathy Bates.
Also alarming.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Definitely. But we heard that story with our comedian, Two Guys Named Chris Comedy All-Star, James Sibley.
Oh, Sibley.
Almost the same thing happened.
I'm talking to my wife on the cell phone, and I'm fixing to turn onto our street, and I tell her that. I say, I'm fixing to turn onto our street right now, and she says, well, I got the kids in the car. I'm about 5 minutes behind you, and we'll be there in a minute. And as I turn onto our street, there's our cat laying in the middle of the street, just dead. I mean, it looks like steamrollers have been running over it all day long.
Oh, so, no.
And in my mind, I think, well, it'd be a lot better if my family thought the cat just ran away than if the cat was dead.
Right.
So I got 5 minutes before they get here. I jump out of my car and I grab a tire iron and this nasty cat carcass and go running out in the woods to bury it. Do you have any idea how hard it is to bury a cat with a tire iron? I mean, you're basically just chipping up the ground and digging. And I mean, I get this leg, get in there, just, you know, I finally get it covered up and get. I'm dirty and nasty, walking my house just in the nick of time. There's my cat sitting on the couch. I had buried somebody else's cat. I was just waiting for a reward to come out for the other cat.
Yeah, yeah, I'll give a find.
I think he's right down there by that pine tree. I don't know how I know.
That's James Sibley.